USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Another indicator points to inflation not going away anytime soon. The Labor Department on Wednesday released their productivity and cost report that measures labor efficiency and labor costs of producing each unit of output. Today's numbers indicate American production levels declined 1.3% year-to-year. It has now declined for three straight quarters. Unit labor costs rose 5.3% from a year ago. Again, not good for our wallets. South Korean lawmakers on Wednesday are preparing to order more truckers to return to work as their national strike has now entered 2 weeks. The South Korean government has failed to achieve a breakthrough in negotiations with the truckers, whose strike is based on an income guarantee program and has widely obstructed shipments from the country, the world's sixth biggest exporter. Republican Representative Mike Rogers of Alabama said it harmed recruitment and retention in the military. The COVID-19 vaccine mandate for members of the U.S. military could come to an end under the defense bill heading to a vote this week in Congress. Newly filed federal court documents are revealing the leader of a small polygamous group near the Arizona-Utah border had taken at least 20 wives, most of them minors and punished followers who did not treat him as a prophet. Samuel Bateman was a former member of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or FLDS, until he left to start his own group. The complaint charges three of Bateman's wives of kidnapping. Two of them are scheduled to appear in a federal magistrate court in Flagstaff, Arizona, later today. The third wife is awaiting extradition from Washington State. NASA's Artemis 1 mission is scheduled to splash down in the Pacific Ocean on December 11th. USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
In a serious case of jumping the gun, one company is sending out emails congratulating the recipient of being accepted into the student loan transfer program.
You may want to check your inbox. U.S. Department of Education federal contractor Accenture mistakenly sent emails to millions of student loan borrowers, informing them of their approval into the Biden administration's loan forgiveness program. Those approval emails were reportedly sent November 22nd and 23rd. You've got mail. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
A suspected Russian military deserter in full camouflage and a ski mask opened fire on police officers in Russia's Rostov region on Tuesday. The Rambo-like incident occurred in Novoshakhinsk, about 12 miles or so from the border with Ukraine. Many students are not returning to classes in Idaho after the murder of multiple students. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau has the latest.
Officials at the University of Idaho say up to 40% of its student body isn't on campus following the murders of four students. The school's executive director of communications saying 60 to 75% of students are physically in the town of Moscow in the northwest part of the state. There were about 11,500 students who called the school home as of October.
Thank you, Tim. USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.